Phew, only one more holiday to go. But New Year's is kid stuff compared to the big enchilada Christmas. What a production. I feel like a Mack truck hit me, but you know, in a good sort of way. I wish I could be more relaxed about these things, having the house clean and not getting so caught up and making everything just right. But at this point, it's kind of hard to change. My sister Irene's the same way. Tidiness was passed down to us from our mother, who got it from her mother. It's worth all the hard work, though, seeing the family gathered round, talking and eating and laughing and eating some more, and me not diverted by some dust bunny lurking in the corner. Gives me a feeling of satisfaction, and I go to bed thinking, this was the best Christmas ever. Now, you can scrub and clean all you like, and it still can't make every Christmas jolly. There was the first one after my mother died. That was tough. Then there was the one where Charlie and me got a great deal on a Caribbean cruise, and I spent Christmas Day in Jamaica sitting on the beach drinking pina coladas and crying my eyes out. I was so lonesome. Then, of course, there was the year pork pies killed my grandmother. Technically, her gallbladder attack, induced by especially large quantities of pork pie, eggnog, and other high-fat holiday treats, didn't land her in the hospital until January, though we still count that as one of our sorrier Christmas memories. And we try not to overdo it on the pork pie. I honestly can't say what my favorite Christmas was growing up. They all blend together. A baby doll in a crib, a new tricycle, an aluminum children's cookware set, my very first Barbie, penny loafers, an eyeshadow kit, tickets for Charlie and me to see Jerry Lee Lewis in Bangor. My dad says his favorite Christmas was when he was 5 years old. He got a little lantern, just like his father's, only kid size, to use when they went out to the barn to look after the animals. His parents also gave him a small axe so he could help his dad chop wood. Can you imagine? 5 years old with a sharp axe and a working lantern. Times have changed. My nieces and nephews are pretty much grown up now, but you know what? I miss having children around during the holidays less than I thought I would. I enjoy talking to their girlfriends and boyfriends. It reminds me how grown up it felt, going to Mass on Christmas Eve with my new boyfriend Charlie, holding hands in the car as we drove home from church, Mom and Dad in the front, Irene, Charlie, and me squished into the back seat. Ah, maybe that was my favorite. Well, listen, I gotta get back to cleaning up the mess. Happy New Year's, everyone. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.